number 200 Way of the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in Thursday night into Friday morning now, the 9th of August into the 10th. Time flies when you're having fun as we're rolling right over. Website is MidnightRiderShow.com. You can check it out. We've got links to the archives there as well. Plus, you can get the archives also at RepublicBroadcasting.org. And you can get them for free. Download them. You put them in a little podcast. Take them wherever you want. Share them with your friends. I think that's a key thing. Doesn't it do any good just to have them, you know, by yourself? You know, if you got an MP3 player for the car, put them in, captive audience, lock the doors. Better if you have an SUV. You're going to sit here and listen to this guy, okay? And you're going to learn. That's a captive audience. tomorrow night, we're going to take the night off. And then on Monday night when we return, Mr. Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com is going to be on for the full 2 hours. And we're going to have that's going to be a great show. Then Tuesday night, Robin Horden, a former air traffic controller, is going to be on with us. And we're going to talk about the likelihood of complete, well, NORAD-type stand-down on 9/11. This is a guy I would know. And we're going to get into that. Plus, we should have, I think we'll reschedule Craig Ranke and Aldo Marquis. We're going to be on last night. Try to get him in tonight, next week as well. And then this premature clamping and tying off of umbilical cords. It's really, the topic really got me intrigued. And we were going to do it tonight, but I decided to wait and move it till next week. And we're looking for Thursday or Friday of next week, because I kind of wanted to expand it out a little bit and get some more people involved, like a medical person and a woman who's actually had it happen to her, and the birth of one of her children. And so we'll be doing that next week and getting into that. And oh, so much more. I mean, there's just a ton of guests in the pipe and stuff that we're working on. And if you've got thoughts, you've got ideas about things that you would like to hear on the show, comments, feedback. I love feedback, folks. Just go to the website, MidnightRiderShow.com. My email address is right there, which says Contact Mike. And just click on that, and you can write me a handy-dandy email and tell me what you think. And if you like the show, great. If you have suggestions about the show, if you think that I'm the worst thing to come along since sludge in your oil pan, well, then tell me. And what I can do to make it better. Because the only way I'm going to get better at doing this is with your help. And because my aim is try to present information in a way that everybody can get, everybody can grasp, that we're not dealing with 9 million types of facts and figures and all that. You know, because I think a lot of people try to, you know, a lot of people in this movement think that it has to be complicated. And that if you're not doing research 19, 20 hours a day, then you're just not dedicated to the movement. Well, quite frankly, I know you're there living with your mom, and you have the time to do that, but most people don't. And quite frankly, I want them more interested about worried about saving their country than if they know all the facts about the Illuminati and the Black Pope. That's what I'm more concerned with. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Midnight Rider. Yeehaw! Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com. or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Just imagine. You know, I can imagine a country restored to its roots, based on freedom, based on liberty, based on honest ethical government that lives according to its means and according to the Constitution. I can imagine it. It's folks, it's tangible. It can be gotten again. But I think in the end, it all comes down to us. Nobody else is going to do it for us. There is no Cape Crusader coming over the top of the hill at the last minute to save us all. There's no Superman. There's no Wonder Woman. It's just a vast array of regular people who decide it's time to do extraordinary things. And it's you and me. And us getting together and just deciding, okay, it's time to move forward with this. That we've taken more than we're going to take. That they keep taking and give nothing back. And it's time for it to end. See, I don't advocate violence. I don't. Is it possible that one day it's necessary? Unfortunately, yeah. And I wish it, I wish that, you know, my hope is that scenario never plays out. Because too many people suffer that. I mean, look at the treatment of the civilian population by the British here during the Revolutionary War. Had their homes burned, towns burned. You know, I don't want those type of things to happen, and I don't want us to ever come down to the point where we're having to point a gun at another American. Then again, that might not matter. They're looking at bringing, you know, they're recruiting foreign troops from everywhere. If you're an illegal alien and you sign up, well, heck, you'll get citizenship. Come on over. Fight for us. They turn out to be nothing but mercenaries. Now, if you got a bunch of foreigners over here pointing a gun at me, will I mind shooting back? No. Lock and load, baby. But would I want to shoot at Americans? No. And I, you know what? I think that probably was one of the most difficult things probably of the Civil War. If you'll... I'm never interested in the standard history of that war. I'm more interested in the thoughts of the people and what they felt and how they believed. And... you know, the fact that they would find out a relative who was fighting on the other side would be the same battle, and how efforts were made on both sides for these people to meet, see each other. I mean, to fire at each other. Your own countrymen. That had to be difficult. And I just don't see how you would do it, especially to fire at somebody who might be your brother or a cousin or a father. Can you imagine? I certainly can't. You know, my family history is... family originates out of Tennessee, at least on my dad's side. And so they fought on the side of the Confederacy. Still, I just don't see how you would shoot at each other. I can't imagine it. But they did because they, you know, in most minds, in the minds of the soldier, not in the minds of the banker, and the behind-the-scenes fools that trick us into doing all this stuff, but in the minds of the soldier, it was about states' rights. It was about principle. Principle. When you see those names on a wall or on a plaque, yeah, the war might be engineered, and a banker might be behind it, and they usually are. But in the mind of that soldier, and in the heart of that soldier, was the call of duty. feeling what he was doing was right. You know, and I just couldn't see doing that. There's just no way. But there could come a time. And we'll have to make that decision. But I think if we as people will come together, and I think we're approaching that day. When that's going to happen, I don't know. But I think there's going to be there's just going to be a mass awakening in this country. And then when it happens, it's finally just going to roll. And in the space of just weeks, the change will occur. But how bad does it have to get before that change occurs? That's a big question. Big, big question. But I guess that all boils back down to us. Are you fed up yet? I mean, if you're just listening to this broadcast for the first time, are you fed up? Are you tired of having your money robbed from you? Are you tired of being lied to? Are you tired of living in fear? If you answer yes to those three, or any of the three, you need to step on over to our side, because we're tired too. You tired of being spied on? You tired of cameras going up in every city around this country? Are you tired of it yet? Are you tired of the fact that you basically have to get frisked every time you want to go get on an airplane? My wife is a healthy girl, and every time she goes, she basically gets felt up every time she gets on a plane. We got to check, make sure there's no bomb in there. Are you tired of it yet? That was one of the things that finally woke my wife up to all this, was the crap in the airports. She'd been listening to my show for months, and she's just sitting there thinking, man, you're crazy about a bunch of this stuff. All of a sudden one day, I agree with you. And a lot of it was this junk in the airports, scaring you half to death over nothing. Here, take my shampoo, please. I want to be safe. Well, you can keep 3 ounces. And then the other thing that turned it around for finally was when they were taking all the lighters. Well, she found out that a guy who was working there as a skycap for one of the airlines was getting a trash bag full of lighters every day from the TSA, and he was taking them out to the flea market and selling the lighters. And I'm sure he was doing the same darn thing with the shampoo. You know, because most people buy new and all that kind of stuff for that stuff. Just more mindless, just stuff to just make you mad. Back in a minute, and we're going to get into this Kennedy piece. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Broadcasting Network. It's the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. Okay, we're going to get into this John F. Kennedy Secret Society speech. This was 1962, and he is speaking to a group of newspaper editors. And there's at this time talk of the Vietnam War and the like, and he mentions secret societies in here. This is an interesting speech. It runs about 19 minutes. We're going to break it up in two segments. We're going to play the first 5 minutes now, then we'll finish the rest of it up on the other side of the break. So here's the speech from JFK.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate very much your generous invitation to be here tonight. You bear heavy responsibilities these days, and an article I read some time ago reminded me of how particularly heavily the burdens of present-day events bear upon your profession. You may remember that in 1851, the New York Herald Tribune, under the sponsorship and publishing of Horace Greeley, employed as its London correspondent an obscure journalist by the name of Karl Marx, We are told that foreign correspondent Marx, stone broke, and with a family ill and undernourished, constantly appealed to Greeley and managing editor Charles Dana for an increase in his munificent salary of $5 per installment, a salary which he and Engels ungratefully labeled as the lousiest petty bourgeois cheating. But when all his financial appeals were refused, Marx looked around for other means of livelihood and fame, eventually terminating his relationship with the Tribune and devoting his talents full-time to the cause that would bequeath to the world the seeds of Leninism, Stalinism, revolution, and the Cold War. If only this capitalistic New York newspaper had... had treated him more kindly. If only Marx had remained a foreign correspondent, history might have been different. And I... I hope all publishers will bear this lesson in mind the next time they receive a poverty-stricken appeal from a small increase in the expense account from an obscure newspaper man. I have selected as the title of my remarks tonight, The President and the Press. Some may suggest that this would be more naturally worded, The President versus the Press, but those are not my sentiments tonight. It is true, however, that when a well-known diplomat from another country demanded recently that our State Department repudiate certain newspaper attacks on his colleague, it was unnecessary for us to reply that this administration was not responsible for the press, for the press had already made it clear that it was not responsible for this administration. Nevertheless, my purpose here tonight is not to deliver the usual assault on the so-called one-party press. On the contrary, in recent months, I have rarely heard any complaints about political bias in the press except from a few Republicans. Nor is it my purpose tonight to discuss or defend the televising of presidential press conferences. I think it is highly beneficial to have some 20 million Americans regularly sit in on these conferences to observe, if I may say so, the incisive, the intelligent, and the courteous qualities displayed by your Washington correspondents. Nor, finally, are these remarks intended to examine the proper degree of privacy which the press should allow to any president and his family. If, in the last few months, your White House reporters and photographers have been attending church services with regularity, that has surely done them no harm.
All right, so we're going to hold it right there. We'll come back on the other side of the break, and that gets about the first 5 minutes, and that'll set us up for the good stuff coming around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Oh, get on a good foot now, yeah.
I got soul.
Midnight Rider here.
And I'm super bad.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Oh, yeah, I feel good. There we go. Mike Chambers here on a Thursday night, the 10th of August now. Thursday night into Friday morning, 9th of August into the 10th. We're going to listen to the second part now of a John F. Kennedy speech he made back in 1962 to a number of newspaper editors. He's going to get into the topic of secret societies briefly, but he's also going to talk about the media's role in reporting in a war. And I want you to listen very carefully to those pieces of his comments as well, because I think they're very important to what our media today should be doing, but obviously they're not. And I can provide you a brief analysis of why when we come out on the other side. That'll basically explain it all. But back to this interview with John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
On the other hand, I realize that your staff and wire service photographers may be complaining that they do not enjoy the same green privileges, the local golf courses, which they once did. It is true that my predecessor did not object, as I do, to pictures of one's golfing skill in action. But neither, on the other hand, did he ever been a Secret Service man. My topic tonight is a more sober one, of concern to publishers as well as editors. I want to talk about our common responsibilities in the face of a common danger. The events of recent weeks may have helped to illuminate that challenge for some, but the dimensions of its threat have loomed large on the horizon for many years. Whatever our hopes may be for the future, for reducing this threat or living with it, there is no escaping either the gravity or the totality of its challenge to our survival and to our security. A challenge that confronts us in unaccustomed ways in every sphere of human activity. This deadly challenge imposes upon our society two requirements of direct concern, both to the press and to the president. Two requirements that may seem almost contradictory in tone, but which must be reconciled and fulfilled if we are to meet this national peril. I refer first to the need for far greater public information, and second, to the need for far greater official secrecy. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. But I do ask, every publisher, every editor, and every newsman in the nation to re-examine his own standards and to recognize the nature of our country's peril. In time of war, the government and the press have customarily joined in an effort based largely on self-discipline to prevent unauthorized disclosures to the enemy. In times of clear and present danger, the courts have held that even the privileged rights of the First Amendment must yield to the public's need for national security. Today, no war has been declared, and however fierce the struggle may be, it may never be declared in the traditional fashion. Our way of life is under attack. Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger. And yet no war has been declared. No borders have been crossed by marching troops. No missiles have been fired. If the press is awaiting a declaration of war, before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War in short. With a wartime discipline, no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. Nevertheless, every democracy recognizes the necessary restraints of national security. And the question remains whether those restraints need to be more strictly observed if we are to oppose this kind of attack as well as outright invasion. For the facts of the matter are that this nation's foes have openly boasted of acquiring through our newspapers information they would otherwise hire agents to acquire through theft, bribery, or espionage, that details of this nation's covert preparations to counter the enemy's covert operations have been available to every newspaper reader, friend and foe alike, that the size, the strength, the location, and the nature of our forces and weapons and our plans and strategy for their use have all been pinpointed in the press and other news media to a degree sufficient to satisfy any foreign power, and that in at least one case, the publication of details concerning a secret mechanism whereby satellites were followed required its alteration at the expense of considerable time and money. The newspapers which printed these stories were loyal, patriotic, responsible, and well-meaning. Had we been engaged in open warfare, they undoubtedly would not have published such items. But in the absence of open warfare, they recognized only the tests of journalism and not the tests of national security. And my question tonight is whether additional tests should not now be adopted. That question is for you alone to answer. No public official should answer it for you. No governmental plan should impose its restraints against your will. But I would be failing in my duty to the nation in considering all of the responsibilities that we now bear and all of the means at hand to meet those responsibilities if I did not commend this problem to your attention and urge its thoughtful consideration. On many earlier occasions I have said, and your newspapers have constantly said, that these are times that appeal to every citizen's sense of sacrifice and self-discipline. They call out to every citizen to weigh his rights and comforts against his obligations to the common good. I cannot now believe that those citizens who serve in the newspaper business consider themselves exempt from that appeal. I have no intention of establishing a new office of war information to govern the flow of news. I am not suggesting any new forms of censorship or new types of security classifications. I have no easy answer to the dilemma that I have posed and would not seek to impose it if I had one. But I am asking the members of the newspaper profession and the industry in this country to re-examine their own responsibilities, to consider the degree and the nature of the present danger, and to heed the duty of self-restraint which that danger imposes upon us all. Every newspaper now asks itself with respect to every story, is it news? All I suggest is that you add the question, is it in the interest of national security? And I hope that every group in America, unions and businessmen and public officials at every level, will ask the same question of their endeavors and subject their actions to this same exacting test. And should the press of America consider and recommend the voluntary assumption of specific new steps or machinery, I can assure you that we will cooperate wholeheartedly with those recommendations. Perhaps there will be no recommendations. Perhaps there is no answer to the dilemma faced by a free and open society in a cold and secret war. In times of peace, any discussion of this subject and any action that results are both painful and without precedent. But this is a time of peace and peril, which knows no precedent in history. It is the unprecedented nature of this challenge that also gives rise to your second obligation, an obligation which I share. And that is our obligation to inform and alert the American people, to make certain that they possess all the facts that they need and understand them as well, the perils, the prospects, the purposes of our program, and the choices that we face. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security, and we intend to do it. It was early in the 17th century that Francis Bacon remarked on three recent inventions already transforming the world: the compass, gunpowder, and the printing press. Now the links between the nations, first forged by the compass, have made us all citizens of the world, the hopes and threats of one becoming the hopes and threats of us all. In that one world's effort to live together, the evolution of gunpowder to its ultimate limit has warned mankind of the terrible consequences of failure. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
What a great speech. That is just an awesome speech. Much different than what we hear from George W. Bush. I'm the decider. I'm the commander guy. You know, an environment created where dissent is not welcome nor wanted. It soon will be followed by incarceration, because you're trying to destabilize. Big difference. And he recognized the fact that secret societies did exist, and he knew of their danger. Now do you see some of the reasons why this man was killed? He was not a popular president at the time. His trip to Dallas was to try to shore up support for the 64 election. He wasn't doing well at all. And that's why I went to Dealey Plaza. But what he said to the media, about the media, you know, being there to criticize, that it's their job to point the finger and say, this is where you're wrong. But to be careful how you do it so you don't, endanger troops or soldiers. That you have some type of responsibility. But our media has fallen short. But on the other side, I'll tell you why. You're listening to The Midnight Rider. I mean, I know most of you probably already know this. We'll go over it anyway. It's right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, final segment for tonight and for the week. Tomorrow night we'll take the night off. Back on Monday night with our guest, Alan Watt. Real briefly before we talk about the media in this country,
in the final minutes of the show. I wanted to issue my heartfelt condolences over the death of Jack Otto to his family and the folks at RBN. I didn't know Jack. I listened to his program from time to time. I loved his program. Jack was definitely old school. And I loved the information he put out and the way he was just able just to, you know, put it out in a clear way. So much knowledge that he had. He's certainly going to be missed. And I know that I'm going to miss listening to his program. It's kind of one of the things I've only been awake a couple of years, but something I have done since as soon as I found out about Patriot Radio is I locked into it quick. I started off with Alex Jones and Jack Blood, but I quickly found RBN, and I spent a lot of time while I was researching listening to RBN. And it's responsible for guiding me in a lot of different areas, and the weekend programming here on RBN has been crucial to that. The fact that Jack was here on the weekend was a big deal, and what he was able to put out was important stuff, and he's definitely going to be missed. And my thoughts and prayers with his family and his friends, and he's going to be sorely missed. On to the media. We have believed, and I was always taught that the media was the watchdog, and I had believed that to be true. But once I started doing research, I realized, wait a minute, the media has been bought off for a long time. You go back into a history and study of the establishment of the Federal Reserve, and you will find out that people like the New York Times and the New York papers, the papers around this country, were bought off. Reason being is they were owned by bankers. You look at the major media today. Who owns them? Westinghouse. Huge companies such as that, GE. Those type of companies. The very same people who benefit from the war. So you've got the media in the hands of a few. One of the guys that does a show for me on TruthNet Radio, he's in broadcasting school. He went and visited a radio station today down in Tampa. And it was one station for a company called Cox Radio. They have 800 stations. 800 stations. Folks, that's about 8% of the radio stations in this country. You take a company like Clear Channel, owns well over the thousands of these stations. And when you have the media consolidated in such a way where so few voices are heard, the ability for the truth gets out becomes slim and none. And they're going to go along to get along because those licenses mean an awful lot. And they're just as equally bought up by the government with those licenses which they're given free. Because if they don't play along, those licenses go bye-bye. Those companies fall apart. That's why the alternative media now is so important. Hey, you guys have a great week. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. You guys have a great night, great weekend. We'll see you Monday night here with Alan Watt.